For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Romans 15:4. Hope is a confident expectation that the promises made by God are kept by God and will be fulfilled by Him. Hope is a certainty. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Creation gives us each hope. It strengthens the hope that we have for things yet unseen. For generations, mankind has been exploring creation, and through the knowledge that they have gained by trial and by error in the sciences, and by their digging in the desert floor, and through the tells, the mounds of earth that hold clues to the past, they have found treasures that have been buried for generations, and in some cases, entire civilizations. Artifacts giving to mankind a confirmation of the things written in the Word of God, the Bible. Where man will not take God at his word, then God reveals to man what has been by what is left behind, both in record and artifact. And by his nature, by his character, and through his faithfulness, God's promises are fulfilled, and often the promise is given to one generation, and the fulfillment comes through another. Perhaps the most difficult thing that there is for a person is to wait. But wait on the Lord we must, as all things come to us in His time. In Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Luke 1:37, for no word from God will ever fail. Yeah, hope never fails. Isaiah 55:11-12, for just as rain and snow fall from heaven and do not return without watering the earth, making it bud and sprout, and providing seed to sow and food to eat, so my word that proceeds from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper where I send it. You see, it would be out of Egypt that God would call his people, those that he had chosen to be his representatives to the other nations. They would be the sons of Jacob, of Israel. God had demanded of Pharaoh that he let his people go, and he had to bring Pharaoh to his knees to get him to obey. The people would be set free, but Pharaoh would change his mind and pursue them, only to face God again on the shore of the Red Sea, where he would watch as his once powerful army would be swept away, as the waters of the sea closed in around them, sealing their death. And Pharaoh was helpless to do anything. To those who deem themselves wiser or stronger than God, consider the things that he has done, and humble yourselves before him. For we are not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought, and truth will reveal to all with eyes to see and ears to hear that there is none like him. Hope is realized. After much questioning by the Lord about the things of God and creation, Job would speak a firm truth to God. From Job 42. And then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things, and no plan of yours will be thwarted. Hope gives us peace and rest. Of hope the psalmist writes, we wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, and in him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Psalm 33:20-22. Psalm 42:5 asks the question, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And from 147:11, the Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. You see, in his unfailing love I can know rest. Even when I am burdened, I will yet praise him. And because of his unfailing love, I have a hope. For John 3:16 tells me of that. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You see, his mercy, his kindness, his forgiveness, and his compassion towards us, these are the things that love covers. And without his love, we have nothing. We have no hope. Hope helps us to endure. Isaiah 40:30-31, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. You see, where God has begun the work of grace, he will perfect it. He will help those who in humble dependence on him help themselves. And as the day, so shall the strength be. And in the strength of divine grace, their souls shall ascend above the world, and they shall run the way of God's commandments cheerfully. So let us watch against unbelief, pride, and self-confidence. If we go forth in our own strength, we shall faint and utterly fall. But having our hearts and our hopes in heaven, we will be carried above all difficulties and be enabled to lay hold of the prize of our high calling in Christ Jesus. From Matthew Henry. Hope Restores, from Jeremiah 29. For this is what the Lord says: When Babylon's 70 years are complete, I will attend to you and confirm my promise to restore you to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. And then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Matthew Henry says, we often do not know our own minds, but the Lord is never at an uncertainty. We are sometimes ready to fear that God's designs are all against us, but as to his own people, even that which seems evil is for good. For he will give them not the expectations of their fears or the expectations of their fancies, but the expectations of their faith. The end he has promised, which will be the best for them. And when the Lord pours out in a special spirit of prayer, it is a good sign that he is coming toward us in mercy. Promises are given to quicken and encourage prayer. He never said, seek ye me in vain. And hope lives. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy he has given us new birth into a living hope, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. A living hope. It's a hope which implies true spiritual life. It's the consequence of a repentance unto life. Living faith, justification by faith, and a birth from above, by which we pass from death unto life, and a hope which revives the heart, makes the soul lively and vigorous by the resurrection of Christ Jesus. From the Benson Commentary. Matthew Henry expands even more, and the glory of God and our own happiness are so united that if we sincerely seek the one now, we shall attain the other when the soul shall no more be subject to evil. The certainty of this hope is as if believers had already received it. And there is the hope for the generations, from 1 Corinthians 15, 3-5. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. You see, a blessed change takes place in the sinner's state. When he becomes a true believer, whatever he has been, being justified by faith, he has peace with God. The holy, righteous God cannot be at peace with a sinner while under the guilt of sin. Justification takes away the guilt and so makes way for peace. This is through our Lord Jesus Christ. And those who have hope for the glory of God hereafter have enough to rejoice in now. Tribulation works patience, not in and of itself, but the powerful grace of God working in and with the tribulation. Patient sufferers have the most of divine consolations, which abound as afflictions abound. It works needful experience of ourselves. This hope will not disappoint, because it is sealed with the Holy Spirit as a spirit of love. It is the gracious work of the blessed Spirit to shed abroad the love of God in the hearts of all saints. And a right sense of God's love to us will not make us ashamed, either of our hope or of our suffering for him. This comes from Matthew Henry. Hope is not something that we can casually think about. It lives within us through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is with us through trials, through suffering, and in times of trouble. Hope is the light on our path, the promise that we shall see him as he is and that he will return as he left and take us to be with him. Because of this, we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that the suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. Romans 5:3-5. So hope is not something you wait for. Hope is something that you live. Hope is embracing salvation. It understands the resurrection, and it is anticipating Christ's return. Hope is not from what we do, but what God has done for us through his Son. For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. He is our hope. And so may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.